This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris made their first appearance as running mates Wednesday in the U.S. state of Delaware, Biden's home state. At the socially distanced event, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee called Harris smart, tough, and experienced. He said Harris is ready to do the job on day one.
Kamala, as you all know, is smart. She's tough. She's experienced. She's a proven fighter for the backbone of this country, the middle class, for all those who are struggling to get into the middle class.
Harris says she's gone from the daughter of immigrants to a major party presidential ticket.
Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic and ambitious women before me, whose sacrifice, determination, and resilience makes my presence here today even possible.
VOA spoke to Harris's uncle, who lives in New Delhi, India. He told VOA he always knew she was ambitious and wanted to run for public office. Belarus security forces have clashed with protesters for three consecutive nights in anger at a crackdown by strongman President Alexander Lukashenko. Demonstrations began after Lukashenko claimed a landslide re-election victory in a vote Sunday that opponents say was rigged. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet accused Belarus of deploying unnecessary and excessive force. French President Emmanuel Macron said he was, quote, very worried by the violence, while U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the European Union to, quote, take action. From Washington, this is VOA News. Lebanon's judiciary will question several ministers, a judicial official said Wednesday, over a massive chemical blast at a Beirut port warehouse that ravaged the capital and sparked unprecedented public outrage. Lebanon's president said Wednesday the August 4th explosion caused more than $15 billion in damages. Survivors and volunteers were still sweeping pulverized glass off rubble-strewn streets a week after the large explosion. The official death toll rose to 171 people, while 6,500 were injured and 300,000 left temporarily homeless in the country's worst peacetime disaster. Islamist militants occupied a key port in gas-rich northern Mozambique Wednesday, following days of attacks claimed by an Islamic State-affiliated group, this according to a military source and local media. The assault is the latest in an intensifying insurgency in the country's north since 2017, which has left more than 1,000 people dead and complicated plans to develop its offshore gas reserves. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday China's economic power is in some ways a greater global threat than the Soviet Union during a Cold War. Pompeo's remarks come after China's ambassador to London accused the United States last month of instigating conflict with Beijing before the November U.S. presidential election. Two top U.S. health officials are expressing skepticism about Vladimir Putin's claim that Russian scientists have come up with the world's first safe and effective vaccine. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said he seriously doubts they've done that, but adds he hopes Moscow has indeed, quote, actually definitively proven that the vaccine is safe and effective, end quote. Meantime, U.S. Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar said during a visit to Taiwan Wednesday, developing a COVID-19 vaccine is, quote, not a race to be first, end quote. Dr. Fauci has said he hopes to have millions of doses of a COVID-19 vaccine ready in the United States by early 2021, but has warned there's no way to guarantee the long-term effectiveness of a vaccine. Wednesday, Greece reported its highest daily total since the start of the coronavirus outbreak in the country. The increase in infections in recent weeks has prompted authorities to gradually introduce more restrictions during the peak of the tourism season. Starting August 17th, visitors arriving from Sweden, Belgium, Spain, the Netherlands, and the Czech Republic will need proof they've tested negative for the coronavirus to gain entry, and the test cannot be older than 72 hours prior to arrival. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.